Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. As the economy here and abroad slowly begins to recover from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, America's farmers and ranchers are ready to meet increased demand both in the United States and worldwide. There is no questioning our resilience in adapting to and meeting some of the greatest challenges we have seen. Time and again, U.S. agriculture leads the global marketplace because we can be relied on to grow the safe, sustainable products consumers want and need. American grown means the highest quality to consumers worldwide, and now is the time to work together to build on our trade partnerships, open new markets, and ensure American farmers can compete with other countries fairly. When the Phase 1 trade agreement with China went into effect just over 1 year ago, we were on the brink of the global pandemic, none of us knowing how long it would take hold or how it would rattle economies. Still, China imported a record $27.2 billion in U.S. agriculture products, nearly double what it imported in 2019. While that was more than $6 billion off the goal set in the agreement, I would call that a success given the challenges in the supply chain and export restrictions early on. Overall, the outlook for U.S. agriculture exports is bright, according to the USDA. We are nearly halfway through the current fiscal year, and the latest USDA trade outlook, released last month, predicts a record $157 billion in U.S. agriculture exports. That's a $21 billion increase from the previous fiscal year. This is some much-needed good news for farmers and ranchers and a hopeful sign of better days ahead. As the Biden administration continues negotiations with our global partners and begins new conversations, expanding opportunities for America's farmers and ranchers and our rural communities must remain a top priority. I'm glad to say that all early signs show we agree on that priority. Last week, the administration presented President Biden's trade agenda for the year, which said the president would seek to expand our global market opportunities for farmers and ranchers and enforce global agriculture trade rules. At Farm Bureau, we look forward to working with the new United States Trade Representative Catherine Tai, pending her Senate confirmation, and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to see those goals achieved for a stronger farm and rural community. America's farmers and ranchers have repeatedly been unfairly targeted with tariffs and other trade barriers abroad. Your Farm Bureau has worked for decades to level the playing field with fair trade deals to help our industry be the global leader it is today. And we will continue to work with this administration to ensure new trade agreements open markets still unfairly closed off to American farm and ranch products. Often the barriers agriculture faces in trade have nothing to do with us. We're just caught in the crossfire. Last week, the U.S. put a four-month pause on tariffs on U.K. and European Union products as a sign of good faith as we work to resolve an escalating dispute on airplane parts that has put farmers on the front lines of the skirmish. This is a hopeful development and perhaps the first step into forming a comprehensive trade agreement with the U.K. that is science-based and removes the non-tariff barriers to American agriculture. The success of U.S. agricultural trade also depends on us holding trade partners accountable as we implement agreements. The new USTR will need to address quickly the implementation of the USMCA, which came into effect on July 1, 2020. USMCA put into place new trading standards and strong enforcement mechanisms. While there is some friction regarding potatoes and biotech crops with Mexico and dairy products with Canada, the USTR can use the enforcement mechanisms in the agreement to resolve issues. As two of our largest trading partners, the strengthened partnership is paying off for farmers and ranchers. For example, exports of poultry and dairy products to Canada, which have been a sticking point between the U.S. and Canada for a long time, were up 5% in the last 6 months of 2020 compared to the last 6 months of 2019. Building strong trade partnerships takes time, and America's farmers and ranchers understand that well. The strong outlook we're seeing for agriculture exports didn't happen overnight. We came to the table and worked with our nation's leaders to ensure agriculture remained a priority. I am confident that together we will build on that work and that we will continue to provide the best food, fiber, and renewable fuel for customers near and far. Senators Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Ron Wyden of Oregon recently introduced the Cattle Market Transparency Act of 2021. AFBF Director of Congressional Relations Scott Bennett told News Channel Nebraska the act would repair damage from a volatile 2020. Bennett said this act would certainly hope to subside that volatility. It's a bipartisan effort, and we commend Senator Deb Fischer for being the lead on this very important bill on a very important issue. In related news, an AFBF Market Intel published on Friday explores the Cattle Market Transparency Act of 2021. This recently introduced bill focuses on ensuring robust regionally negotiated cash trade and providing producers with more pricing information. The bill would work to establish regional mandatory minimum levels of negotiated trade, as well as mandate new reporting requirements and address confidentiality guidelines in livestock mandatory reporting. It aligns with the goals set forth last year by AFBF's Cattle Market Working Group, as well as new cattle marketing policy passed by AFBF's voting delegates at the 102nd Convention in January. To get a snapshot of current feedlot cattle health management practices, USDA's National Animal Health Monitoring System, in partnership with the National Agricultural Statistics Service, is conducting a national study on U.S. feedlots with at least 50 head. Researchers will also put the information gathered this year alongside previous studies to analyze cattle health trends. Participation in the survey is voluntary. AFBF is calling on Congress to remove barriers to farm ownership. Bills aimed at eliminating the estate tax were introduced in the Senate and House on Tuesday. Both are supported by AFBF. Senator John Thune of South Dakota and 25 co-sponsors introduced S-617, and Representatives Jason Smith of Missouri and Sanford Bishop of Georgia introduced H.R. 1712 with 121 co-sponsors. Both bills would allow for a complete repeal of the estate tax, which, according to AFBF analysis, threatens more than 74,000 family farms across the country and nearly half of all farmland. Pat Wolf, Senior Congressional Relations Director at AFBF, explained that when farms are hit with the estate tax, farmers and ranchers often have to sell assets to cover the expense, causing an economic burden. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2021-22 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is intending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through high school guidance counselors, high school ag instructors, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office, and all applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 26. Any questions about the scholarship program can be directed to 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.